Welcome to Professor Bob and Professor Sherry's Excellent Adventure to France 2021. Today we're going to spend 2 days in Arles. Now, unlike all the other places we've been, we didn't have any catastrophes. This one went pretty smooth. We got up in the morning at Avignon, went down to the train station, got on the train. 30 minutes later, we're in Arles. The walk from the train station to the hotel, about 5 minutes. Actually, it was faster than I thought it was. And our hotel was just inside the old Roman walls, so you couldn't miss it. There are 4 or 5 other hotels. These are local hotels. And we checked in. And this was the first time that I used the electronic pass sanitaire on my phone. And it worked great because initially I tried to use the CDC card that I had and she wasn't quite sure about that. So I said, no problem, I have the other one. And then instead of us being up on the second floor, she put us down on the first floor with a little bit bigger room. We didn't have much view because the view out the back was a parking lot. But it was a nice queen-size bed and plenty of room, and that's all we really cared about. They offered a good breakfast in the morning, but they didn't have a dining room, so there was no dinner. There was no lunch. They had a bar you could drink all day, but there were plenty of other places that you could do that. So once we checked in, we did what we normally do. We took a walk around the city to see where everything was, because our game plan was I had reservations for the Van Gogh Foundation for the next day, and then I had purchased an Arles ticket, which allowed you to go into 6 or 7 different venues, the Baths of Constantine, the Arena, and the Amphitheater, and some other places. So we walked back through the fortification gates and out to the promenade along the river. Now, Arles, believe it or not, is a good naval area. As a matter of fact, one of the reasons it was successful in growing was during the civil war between Caesar and the Senate, which they selected Pompey, Arles supported Julius Caesar and provided him with ships and naval berths for his troops to come ashore, which is why they got top billing over Nîmes and Marseille. So that was very, very helpful to them. But the river's very wide there, and so we walk along the river, and we're looking at the old town. We're looking across. There's a little marker where Van Gogh painted one of his paintings, one of the Starry Night paintings. And so we went, actually saw the back of the Constantine's baths, went down to the main bridge, took some bridge shots, turned in so we would go back through the old city, ended up at one of the squares and one of the places we didn't really plan on seeing. So we took pictures of the obelisks, and then we went into the Church of Saint-Trophaine, which has one of the best Romanesque entryways in Europe, and it was just spectacular. Now, at the time, I wasn't aware of it, but later on, when I was reading some of the guidebooks, Frederick Barbarossa, the Holy Roman Emperor, was actually crowned the Holy Roman Emperor in that church in Arles. Actually, the area of Provence was really not technically part of France until Napoleon's time. It had always gone kind of back and forth. It was actually controlled by Naples for quite some time and independent at certain time periods. So Arles, Nîmes, Aix, and Marseille all competed for, you know, to be in charge. And as a result of Arles' connection with Julius Caesar, Caesar settled one of his legions there, the veterans, and so they really solidified everything. And Arles was one of the first cities to build an amphitheater that looked like the Colosseum. And that would be the first time you have a city outside of Italy building a Colosseum-like structure for gladiating. Later on, the people of Nîmes were going to be jealous about that, and they'll force some of their citizens to pay money to build their own arena as well. So we walked through the city, and then we got to the central square, and there in the central square is the restaurant where Van Gogh ate and where he painted. And I'm going to do a whole thing on Van Gogh because we've been through, obviously, the foundation there and in Arles. We were eventually would go back to the Museum d'Orsay, which had a nice selection of his paintings. We were at Rodin's house and garden, and there's a painting by him there as well. So I'm going to do a little thing about Van Gogh and Arles, because one of the things that the city of Arles has done in places that still exist that he painted, they have put a little pillar up It has a reproduction of the painting, and it faces what he was painting. So there's the painting of the yellow house. There's the painting of the amphitheater. There's the painting of the Starry Night on the River. There's the painting of the restaurant and several others. And so I will take you through Arles and show you those and then show you some other paintings about Van Gogh. And of course, one of the things that a lot of people aren't aware of is that Van Gogh is only in Arles for about a year and a half. When we were having lunch at the restaurant, we ran into another couple, and he was a psychiatrist. Of course, Sherry teaches psychology, and they were visiting to see Van Gogh, but they'd gone the Saint-Rémy, where he was institutionalized and painted over 150 paintings. So the two of them talked about, you know, his issue, what kind of problems he may have had, and talking about, you know, did he really commit suicide? Was it because he shot, actually? And so that was quite fun. We had a nice time doing that. Nice little restaurant there. I thought it would be super crowded. I've seen some of the videos from various people who travel around and give advice, and they always suggest that if you don't have reservations, you don't really stand the chance. But we're in the off season, so there were plenty of seats. It wasn't a problem. Then we walked back by the Roman amphitheater, which would be their theater section where they held stage plays and what have you. And then we did a 360-degree walk around over the arena, which today is a bullfighting ring. There's a discussion about bullfighting in this part of France. A lot of times they'll talk about that it's not like in Spain, they don't kill the bull. Well, our guide that we had in Avignon said that's good publicity, but it's not completely correct. She said now in Arles, they do the new version because the animals in this region, the horns are spread apart. And so they attach something to the area of the forehead of the animal between the horns. And what the people do is they try and grab that and pull it off. And that means you get a prize. And of course, the bull survives. Periodically, some people get run over. But it's supposed to be pretty exciting. And so the arena gets a good use. So they've been in Arles, that arena has been used since the time of before, just after the Colosseum. Now, at one point, the arena was actually turned into a fortress, and people lived in it, built houses in it during the height of the barbarian period. And then eventually, it survived, and it's now, I think one story of it is missing. They took it apart, and they still use it, and it still functions very well. And so we walked around there, and then at the end of that time period, it's time to go back to the hotel, take a little nap, and then go out for dinner. So we'd seen what we were going to look at. Was very pleased. It was very fun walking the area. Enjoyed the people at the hotel. And so we got up and then we decided 7 o'clock, 7:30, we decided to go get something to eat. And we're disappointed in the fact that we thought they would light up the arena. So we walked up to the arena to take night pictures. Nope. They didn't do that unless they did it later. So it's obviously in the off season, they didn't bother to do that. And then we started looking for some place to eat. Most of the places that were open at 5:30 were not open anymore. And some of the hotels that had dining rooms didn't seem to have dining. So we opted for a place not far from the hotel, which was a Thai place. And we had Thai food out on the street. It's very popular because the people keep coming by to take carry out. And we asked the people, and said, well, they usually, a lot of places don't open this time of the year and they open later. And we're just not used to getting up and going to eat at 8:30 in the evening. So we just ate Thai food. So the next morning we get up, and now priority number one, we go to the Van Gogh Foundation. Very nice exhibit. Now they only have a few paintings of Van Gogh. The rest of them are paintings and work by the woman who owns the foundation, which is quite nice. Then we finished there. We went to, next thing on the list is the baths. And we were the only people at the baths other than the mayor of the bath, which was the black cat that ran around chasing mice while we were there. And it was very nice. It was a small bath, pretty good size for a small town. Then we finished there. We went and had some lunch. Went to the theater, and the amphitheater is just really, really nice. And again, they use it for various events. Got some great pictures of it. And it was obviously much larger than what survives today. But you could see where the everything was stored for the props, and would have held, I think, 4,000 or 5,000 people, maybe 6,000 people at one time. I think it seats about 2,500 now, and they use it all the time. So then we went to the arena and walked around and got pictures from every angle. And you couldn't couldn't get down on the central area. You couldn't get into the onto the playing surface, if you will, out into the middle of the arena. So I didn't get to go out and say, I'm Spartacus. So at any rate, we took pictures from every other angle. Had a nice lunch at a little restaurant not far away. It was interesting. We came in and sat down, and he said, what do you want to drink? And we told him what we wanted to drink, and then we gave him our order. And he said, well, we don't cook for another 45 minutes. You're welcome to stay. So we stayed, and eventually they started cooking again, and we had lunch. And he served us with antique cutlery, beautiful wooden handled steel with engraving on it. It's a wonder he has any of them. It would have been a nice collector's item to have taken home. So that pretty much finished us up. See, very simple in Arles. We saw everything we wanted to see. We had a little bit more Thai food. Saw all the Roman stuff there was to see. It's amazing how Romanized Provence was. So we'll then go back to the hotel and rest up for the next day, in which we will take the train for another 35 minutes and go to Nîmes. So I'm sorry nothing tragic happened here or strange happened. This is kind of a regular, boring time. But I would advise anybody that if you want to spend a nice, relaxing 2 days in the French countryside, go to Arles. I mean, yes, it's a bigger city now, but if you stay in the older city, you think you're back in the 1800s, early 1800s. It's really, really, really nice. So I hope you enjoyed that. There'll be more drama later on in the trip. Right now, it's just fun. So thank you very much.